It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined once again by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. Thank you.
This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to support the RNIB legacy team, help with an iHealth research project, and an opportunity to join the Voice of the Customer focus groups. Max, we're going to start with ways to support the RNIB legacy team.
Yes, so we are looking for people with sight loss who are aged 50 plus to provide feedback on a range of legacy projects and campaigns throughout the year. This will help us to ensure that our communications are accessible and really engaging for a range of audiences, specifically people with sight loss.
And what are the types of projects that people will be getting involved in then?
So the first project is to review the audio version of our Legacy Pledger newsletter called Foresight. The newsletter gives thanks to our legacy pledgers and intenders for supporting us, demonstrating the importance of gifts in wills and the positive impact they have on RNIB's work. We'd like you to listen and review our last edition to help us ensure that our legacy supporters with sight loss get as good and engaging an audio experience as possible in future editions.
Max, so who are they looking for to get involved in all this then?
So we'd like approximately 10 people to support us with this and further projects throughout the year. Projects would be virtual, ad hoc and short term. The ideal person for the group will have sight loss, be aged 50 plus, and have access to virtual meeting / email facilities and or a telephone.
And how do people apply if they do want to get involved?
So if you're interested in the role, please email joemiles@rnib.org.uk with the heading Legacy Involvement Group. That is Joe spelled joemiles@rnib.org.uk.
Now we have an opportunity for people to support the RNIB and the National Institute for Health and Care Research with their iHealth research project. So, Max, what is this role all about then?
So, this is a role unlike any others we've shared with you before. The NIHR would like a small group of representatives with specific eye conditions to work with various researchers regarding their research requests.
What does this all include then?
It includes advising on research questions, advising on the research methods, and representing the patient perspective.
And who can apply for this role then?
So to apply for this role, you will need to have an eye condition related to one of the following. These are glaucoma, cataracts, uveitis, a retina or an inherited eye condition, pediatric ophthalmology and neuro-ophthalmology. In other words, this is squint, amblyopia or neuro-related. Those who have used low vision services and optometry services, and those who have eye conditions that affect the external eye, such as corneas, lids, lashes and conjunctiva. This is an ad hoc role, depending on the research requests received, but we will also utilise the lived experience of the groups to support RNIB projects on occasion.
How long does it all last for then?
The role is a year commitment. If you're interested and have one of the eye conditions related to the above, please get in touch by emailing louisegow@rnib.org.uk and ask for a copy of the role profile. Please note, it may be a month or two before you hear back from us whilst we organise the groups.
Finally, we have an opportunity for people to join the Voice of the Customer focus groups. So, Max, who do you want to hear from to join these groups?
So we'd love to hear from people who are interested in taking part in regular discussion groups where we'll be chatting about the things that matter most to you. We're looking for a broad range of blind and partially sighted people from across the UK to take part. In particular, we would like to hear from young people aged 18 to 29 and people from Black, Asian and minority ethnic groups.
How long will the duration of the groups be and when will they next be starting?
So there will be two sessions, each lasting approximately 2 hours. The next round of groups will be starting in July 2022 and will be focusing on your experiences of financial services and the cost of living. Please be aware that if you're not selected for the next round of groups, future discussion group topics may be different.
So Max, how can people sign up then?
So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, please register your interest by calling RNIB Helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask to sign up to the Voice of the Customer focus groups. If you have any queries, please contact customervoice@rnib.org.uk.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with RNIB and external opportunities. All you have to do is email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search RNIB Connect Voices current opportunities into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 20th of July. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.